Shalom Aleichem, and we learn a sicha together on Parshas Noyach, number 3, Pshutei Shel Mikra Sicha, very straightforward Rashi Sicha. And the premise that the Rebbe asks so many sichas, especially the ones we learned this year, if Rashi doesn't say something, it's because he expects us to understand. Vekzich the Shaila, the question is asked. In our Pasha, it says that Noyach knew after the Mabul, Kikalu Hamayim Yala Arts, that the water has seceded on the land. How? Through sending the dove, the yayna, from the teva. And what happened? The dove came back with alezayas, a branch of a olive tree, taraf befia, grabbed in the mouth. Now, says the Rebbe like this, according to the simple reading of the psukim, it says that it was pouring rain for 40 days, 40 nights. The water then stayed for 150 days. Everybody died. So, chances are, high chances, no tree or grass remained the way it was. So where did he actually get, so quickly after the flood, an olive tree? It takes a while for the olive to just, you know, pop out. Says the Rebbe. In the Medrash, there are two answers. Number one, he brought it from Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael there was no marble. And number two, he brought it from Gan Eden, if the dove managed to fly into Gan Eden. Sexif the Shaila. First of all, Rashi should have said that, if that's what Rashi meant. And also, these Pirushim are not going to Pshat. Why? Because even though, yes, we agree according to Pshat that there was no rain, Mabul in Gan Eden, because there was no evil in Gan Eden, how would the dove get in there? How would she get in there? I mean, we just said, Parshas Bereishis, that there was a La Tacherev HaMisapechas, a swirling knife, and angels and kruvim watching the gate, where they just say, hello, dove, come in, take your olive. Why? And also, Noach wasn't here to check if Gan Eden was dry. It was never wet in the first place. So what does he figure out based on the fact that she comes back with an olive branch? Oh, Gan Eden is dry. It was always dry. And also, if you talk about, you say you went to Eretz Yisrael, we still don't know if Kalwa Miami Allah Arts, if it's dry in this land. In other words, this question about what's the point of taking it from there includes both Gan Eden and Eretz Yisrael. If you say there was no marble there, we learn nothing for. So what are you learning? What are we understanding from this? Fine. Says the Rebbe, Noisef Azem, more so, we have to say that the Mabul did come into Eretz Yisrael according to Pshat Yishal Mikra, the simple reading of the text. Why? It says the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah brings two opinions when the Pasuk says that the water was 15 amos above the mountains. Rabbi Yehuda says 15 amos above the mountains and 15 amos above the valleys. In other words, it was always 15 amos above, no matter where it was. So like if you a mountain, it was this high. If it was a valley, it was 15 amos this high. And Rabbi Nechemiah says the more common sense one, that it was pretty much equal across the whole world, and it was 15 atop the highest mountain. Now, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, because it makes more sense. I mean, why would Hashem make a miracle like that? That it's 15 amos above mountains and 15 amos above valleys, so you just see like a yo-yo of water. It's not natural. Water, you know, naturally will follow gravity and just equalize. And also it says, Chamesh Yisrei Amos Milamayla, from up on top, which means on top of the highest thing. And then, according to the Rav Nechemiah, we could understand why the Teva rested on Ararat, because it was one of the highest mountains, and that's why the Teva rested there, and it was the first place to go down. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, why Ararat? I mean, pretty much it was going down equally in the whole planet. Was all going down from 15 meters lower. So just rest wherever you are. So, and if you're going to say, based on what we just said about that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah, you're going to say that Eretz Yisrael did not have a Mabul, then why didn't the Teva naturally just flow into Eretz Yisrael, which is the lowest place, and gravity would take it? So you must say that according to Pshat, there was a Mabul in Eretz Yisrael as well. Says the Rebbe like this, we could understand all this by more questions. Number one, it says that the fact that she brought an olive tree, he knew shekalu hamayim, not that it was gone, but shekalu, which means that was slowly getting less and less and less and less. So it doesn't mean that it was gone, because it rather means that it's able to, it will be able to finally settle onto the earth. How do we know from the fact that she gets an olive tree that the water is going to be settled fully by the bottom by then, or close to it? The olive tree is very high, so she got something from high in the olive tree. How do we know? And why olive? And why does the Torah have to say it? What's the nafkamina? Says the Rebbe, the Chazal tell us, and he quotes from a Tosefta and other sources, that the olive tree is a very strong tree. And says the Rebbe, it's, you don't need sources. I mean, it's davar shemetzias, it's just a reality. Any kid that's seen an olive tree knows that it's strong. And therefore, it's possible to say that even though the mapa was so strong, it didn't take down olive trees, or at least some of them survived. On the other hand, the leaves and the branches, chances are, didn't survive. It's weak. And you can't say that if she came back with a leaf, that it was something that floated on top of the water, because you could tell the difference between a leaf that floated on top of the water or something that's just for a year, and a leaf that just grew out of a tree now. So therefore, noyach no shekalu amayim, that it had to take a while, not too long, for this tree to sprout new leaves. And that means that the water is subsiding. And that's why it says the Rebbe, you could learn, that's why the pasuk is medayik ale zayis, because it's telling you there was a zayis dafka, that was so strong. Okay, now, to make this sweeter for a five-year-old to understand, Rashi says everything clearly. So where does Rashi say this clearly? It says, Rebbe, you could say it in the other words in the pasuk. It says, "V'hineh ale zayis tadaf b'piyah." Says Rashi, "Tadaf" means grabbed. Dafke uses that pshat, not the way other pshatim use it. Why? Because grab means that it's a strong tree, so she had to pull it off the tree. And he's pointing out that it wasn't something floating on the ground, but rather she pulled it off a tree, not just something floating on the water. Now we can understand something else. On the pasuk Vayesheku Amayim, the water settled, says Rashi, it's a similar word. Kesheich Hamas HaMelech on Megillah, the Achashverosh comes down after Haman is killed. And the Mefarshim explained that Rashi's source to connect the two is from what it says in the Gemara Zvachim, that the people sinned with heat, with intimacy, etc., with things of heat, and they were killed through boiling hot. But, and like it says, "V'yishayku amayim chamas." Now, Rashi doesn't use that whole story, but he doesn't mention it. Because according to Rashi, says the Rebbe, not necessarily was the water boiling. Why would the water be boiling? And also, how would the Teva survive if it was boiling? So therefore, he only takes the Nekuda that it comes from Chamas HaMel Shechacha, but he doesn't bring the whole introduction of that of the Gemara Zvachim. Says Rashi, finishes off Yena Shel Teira, that the Torah Ur explains why is the marble called Mei Noyach, even though, I mean, Noyach was the one that was saved, not the one that was destroyed. That's why it's called Mei Noyach, because it was Naichaducha, calm day, it brought a purity and a calmness to the world after all the chaos, Tadas Olam. And says that ever that we could say that not only did it go back to what it was previously, it went to a whole new level, just like mikveh doesn't only take you to where you were, but often could upgrade you as well. So therefore we can understand the fact that we say back to the beginning that the marble was an Eretz Yisrael according to Peshitta Shel Mikveh, because if the mikveh doesn't only bring you to your previous holiness but to a new level, then why should Eretz Yisrael lose out? So Eretz Yisrael got it as well.